This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
If you've ever lived in a city or in a neighborhood that's full of bars and restaurants, you know it gets pretty loud, right? Great for the nightlife that brings tourists and revenues that cities need and count on. Not very great, though, for the local residents. Examples of which can be found around the country. Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and increasingly, as Ryan Kyloth reports, the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
The Lower East is actually a bunch of different neighborhoods. There's the Puerto Rican Loisaida, the Chinese section, and then there's this slice of the neighborhood that locals like to call
Hell's Square. It's like basic times drunk, times like we're just going to get emotional.
Julia Rose, admittedly, has had a few drinks herself. Hell's Square is just three square blocks, but it has more than 70 businesses selling alcohol. Around 50 have a full liquor license.
People get very dumb. We witnessed a fight that happened over the course of multiple blocks. We tracked it.
Hot pink Hummer limousines, bachelorettes with giant balloons, Jägermeister vomit.
Just a few of Jeremiah Moss's favorite things. He's lived in the area for over 20 years. Moss barricades himself in his apartment weekends, but what he can't escape is the noise.
The sound has these different layers. If you walk down 2nd Avenue on a weekend night, there's this oceanic roar. And then this is punctuated by screaming girls. And then you have guys who will get into a scrum and chant, like whoop, 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 kind of whooping themselves up.
It's not hard to find locals who share Moss's disdain. At the Neighborhood Community Board, that's the most local form of government here, you can't turn around without knocking over a stack of complaints.
These are liquor license folders for me to go through.
District Manager Susan Stetzer has an entire room of file cabinets, taller than she is, devoted to liquor-licensed businesses and the complaints they attract.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 15, 16, 17 drawers of active licenses. You look at this. Some of them have very, very, very large folders.
Since 2000, the number of liquor licenses in Hell Square's zip code has more than quadrupled. There's a state law that's supposed to prevent this kind of saturation. It says,
if there's three or more within 500 feet, you have to show public interest. However, the state liquor authority considers public interest like we have fine Italian food.
The liquor authority didn't grant an interview, but New York has an obvious incentive to encourage nightlife. Ariel Palitz says the industry supports over 300,000 jobs and generates revenue in the tens of billions. She's head of the mayor's new office on nightlife, and she's extremely on message.
Do you happen to know the nickname for that little slice of the neighborhood, Houston and Allen, Delancey and Essex?
I do know what people have referred to it in the past, but I've chosen to look at this as more of a social circle, rather.
I love that.
Yes.
Recently at a bar in Hell Square, their social circle, King Esubantan was working the door.
I know there's a lot of liquor around here, you know, but people spend money, you know, and there's no gunshots out here. Just people enjoying the night.
Esubantan says people shouldn't move to an area with a lot of bars if they don't like it. Though, of course, he's getting paid to be here. If he wasn't, he says, he'd be anywhere else right now. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.